know when I quit that 2 years, I turned my mind. Well, I'm glad to see that stuff are going by here. We're going to have a road that won't quit now. After they get over it this time, they're going to seal it with something that keeps your water all out, and it's just solid all the time, see?
I was up at a hotel where some paving men were. They say they use these rubber-tired rollers.
Yes.
And the more they roll up with those rubber-tired rollers, the better the seal
is. Right.
But it makes it slippery.
Yes. Well, it probably would make it a little slippery, all right, but it sealed it so the water can't get in there.
Uh-huh.
That's what makes it pooch up and get these holes in there, see?
What do you say happens in the... Well, it happened here the other day when the kids had to go buy their books and get out their fall clothes. Had to do that because school
was getting ready. And the school was beginning to get ready to start.
Uh-huh. And in the spring, just the opposite happens.
Yeah, our schools are beginning to get ready to school be out.
What would you say of a boy who started to school and didn't make it? He went fishing instead.
Flunked.
Well, would that mean he didn't go to school that day?
Know. Yeah, he didn't try. Well, he played hooky, that fella did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you supposed to went to school and went fishing.
Yeah.
That's what you call playing hooky.
But where do students start here? They don't go to the... Well, what do you call the first place they go to?
First grade.
Uh-huh.
We don't have a kindergarten school here.
And then after they get through high school, if they want to, they can go on to...
Right on to college, if they want to go on to college.
Did you have any special work for a store where all sorts of cheap things were sold?
Well, that's what you'd call a general store, and I don't know what...
I was thinking more of one that had just cheap stuff.
Well, you were thinking of a kind of a junk store?
Yeah, maybe.
You'd be called a junk store. You'd have almost anything in there and be cheap. That's what I'd call a junk store.
Did they have anything called a racket store?
They have a racket store, and they have a 5 and 10 cent store. You know, we have that at Siloam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in Siloam, the building where you can go to get books is the where you can borrow books.
I just don't know about that. You see that. About books now, I'd know more about it, maybe Jay, that's our county seat.
I was thinking of the library.
Well, I just wouldn't know.
And you mailed your letters at the...
Mailed my letters right here at the mailbox.
And if you go to buy stamps in Siloam...
Well, you can get them in Siloam, or the mail carrier will leave you a bunch of stamps.
Oh, where would you go to get them in Siloam?
You go to the post office.
If you want to spend the night
there...
I think you can buy
stamps at some of the grocery store, drug stores down there.
Well, that's handy, isn't
I know
it?
You can at over at the post office, and I think you can at the drug stores.
Notice how the wind has shifted again.
Yeah, we may have it get pretty dry before we get any more rain to mount anything.
Well, we're ready for one, aren't
we? Yes, we are.
Last time I was gone from home, we had a good rain for about 3 days.
Well,
I hope it's done that this time while I've been out. That was just last week.
When are you going back to Stillwater?
I think I'll go back tonight or this afternoon. I have to get down into McCurtain County next week. And I'll go down there and rest up so I can make the run. See if I can go to my doctor and get some pills to stop my hay fever.
Hay fever. Well, it could be possible you get back in there about Stillwater. It might kind of start with a certain weed in your corn.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't you know that? Oh, yeah.
I've noticed a lot of these little yellow weeds.
There's a certain weed here that they call it a ragweed. It causes a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just can't hardly stand it at all. It could be possible when you cross the river and get over on the other side there that'll just clear plumb up.
I'm willing.
Now, it could be. I'm not kidding you.